All right, welcome back in. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman and Bobby Carpenter. This man from USC, Rose Bowl MVP, turned himself into an ESPN college football analyst, so he gets to talk like we do all the time. He is Mark Sanchez. He is on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Mark, welcome.
Anthony, Bobby, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're thrilled that you joined us. You know, during the break, I looked at Bobby and I said, remember that game back in 08, the home and home with USC? I go, I'm pretty sure Mark was quarterbacking that game. And I started thinking, wait a minute. And then I looked at Bobby and said, well, we didn't have Beanie Wells. He had turf toe. And Beckman had to fight off Maoluga like every other play. And then I said, but I don't know, was Mark, you know what? It's weird. You throttled Ohio State so badly, and I failed to know that. Yeah, I guess Mark had a pretty good game. Four touchdowns was pretty good.
It was just because Bobby's such an Ohio State guy, I'm going to remind him it was an absolute beatdown.
Oh, yeah. I may have turned that thing off at about halftime.
I left early. I left early just because I didn't want to have to go to the horseshoe and embarrass him again. So I let Matt Barkley do it, you know?
And that was what – and Barkley, I think, took him on like an 80 or 90-yard drive to do it at the end.
To win the game. No, I'm just throwing shade at Bobby because he's such a Ohio State guy. But
no, it's good.
You know, that was probably – between them and Texas, that was probably my second choice with Coach Tressel. And the only thing – I mean, if he wouldn't have told me this, I might have committed there. I was pretty darn close. He said, and you know what else is great? Every year for the last 10 years, we play Michigan, the last game of the year, and it snows every game. And I was like, wait, what? I remember looking at my dad, and I was like, snow? Heck no, man. I'm out of here.
Well, the ultimate irony, I tell guys, you know, from the warm weather, Mark, that they're like, yeah, they have a hard time recruiting up here. But like, hey, you know, if you plan on being good, the next level, they tell you where you're going to play. And then ultimately, you got the cruel revenge having to go play in the Meadowlands in the wind and mess up there.
Oh, buddy, who are you telling? I was out there on Tuesdays on our off days, wetting down footballs as soon as it started getting cold, trying to throw wet balls and snowy balls and all that kind of stuff. It was awful. It was awful.
See, Tress knew what he was talking about. Let me take you to a couple places then. Pete Carroll convinced you to stay, did he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're eating In-N-Out Burger. See, that's part of the problem is this thing took on a life of its own the day I decided to leave. And Coach didn't say he was, like, mad at me. He was definitely upset. You could tell he was, like, a little emotional about it. But he wasn't, like, wishing me ill will or a crappy career or something. He just disagreed with my decision. And it came across poorly because everybody else, all the other coaches are like, hey, you know, the NFL's getting a great kid, and we wish him the very best. Well, obviously, we want him to stay, but, he's made his decision. If he would have said that, then that's one thing. But he kind of went into, like, the numbers of young quarterbacks starting. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Your first couple years in the NFL are not supposed to be AFC championship games. That was an absolute anomaly and a tribute to the teams we had and the coaching we had. So it wasn't all me. At times, they won in spite of me. So it sounded, and the optics of it looked so bad, because he didn't give the company line of, hey, good luck in the NFL, wish you would have stayed. So it just looked bad. But I was just surprised later that day because we were up till 2:33 in the morning before that press conference eating In-N-Out Burger in my apartment off campus. So we've been tight. We are tight. Like, he's one of my favorite humans that I've ever been around, let alone coaches and teachers. So it just kind of got a bad rap for that, and people didn't realize how close we were. We just disagreed on something, and that happened.
Oh, it's absolutely going to happen. We're on with Mark Sanchez, 10-year NFL vet, ESPN college football analyst on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, huge game this week. Mark transitioning down. You know, you played in a lot of them. Just a lot of them went your way. You have LSU, you have Alabama, two really good quarterbacks, assuming the Tua plays. I mean, what is your breakdown of this game? What do you think about both of these guys, and who do you kind of favor in the matchup?
Oh, man, it's going to be tough for me to go with anybody, but if I had to, I'd say LSU. And I told some of the people on our college football show on Saturday that I went down to LSU during their first bye week and got to sit down with Joe Burrow. Man, I got a man crush on this kid. He is awesome, not just as a player, but you could tell the way this team rallies around him. And it really started, I had three different players bring up him getting hit in that UCF game, in that bowl game last year. He got smacked and knocked out of the game for a little bit and comes back and throws for whatever, 300 yards and four touchdowns or whatever he did. And ever since that, they were just like, dude, this is one of our, this is the guy we want pulling the trigger for our team. And it's been a long time since they've had a guy like this, since we've been talking about an LSU quarterback that can ball like this. And part of that is because of Joe Brady. And I love what he's done. He's brought some of that Saints offense. And credit to Coach Ogeron for bringing somebody like that in with that kind of offensive mind, because they haven't had that. It's been seven-man protection, you know, three-man routes for LSU the last, you know, how many decades. And now, I mean, they line up in empty religiously. They start the game in empty and motion the back out to empty and throw, you know, halfback option and all these plays that make Drew Brees one of the best passers in NFL history. So, and then on the other side, you got Coach Sarkisian, who I love, who is my coordinator. You know, and he's got Tua dialed in, man. They have freaking track stars on the edge, and he just gets in the ball as quickly as possible. But my only issue with Tua this week is, you know, how's that ankle going to be? You know, we saw how he played with his ankle before when he's been injured, and he hasn't been the normal Tua. So I'm curious to see if he can get it done with that injury. But, you know, all things point to LSU really making a huge step for their program and getting a big win.
Yeah, you brought me right where I wanted to go as far as, like, how much percentage is on Burrow and how much is on your lack of faith maybe that Tua will be okay. If Tua didn't get injured, Mark, would you feel differently about this game? Or are you kind of, is that just in the back of your mind? I just don't know if he's right enough for me to pick him.
I think it would change kind of how people feel about the game. And this is something, I mean, one of the keys for me looking at this thing from, you know, the 1,000-foot level is just reminding these kids from LSU, because now people are on the bandwagon, right? Early in the season, people didn't know. They beat three top 10 teams already. Now people are drinking the Kool-Aid on LSU and the Tigers and all this. But just to make sure the teams block that out, right? And Bobby, you know this better than anybody playing in New England. You got to ignore the noise, right? And especially, like, how do you handle adversity? But sometimes it's harder to handle success. And now these guys have tasted it. They started to see what it looks like. Just to remind these guys, and this is an old Pete Carroll thing, but man, that field is the same size. There's a lot of commercials about this game. There's a lot of build-up to this game. The field is the same size. The ball is the same size. We're playing with the same set of rules. Nothing has changed for us. Everything on the outside has changed. Nothing has changed for us. We're going to do things exactly the same way. Joe Burrow, you're going to stack completions early in drives and early in the first quarter. That's what you're going to do. Go out there and go 2 for 2 for me. Just get 2 completions and see what happens. O-line, I need 3.5 yards on our first 2 runs. That's all I need. And then we go back and do it again. And it's so much easier said than done, and Bobby knows that as a player, but that's the way. They got to play this game in, like, 2-play spurts, 3-play spurts, and then hit the routine ones, you know, nail the easy routine ground ball, and then when it's time to make a big play, all right, let's see what happens. Even go 50% on those big plays. Who cares? But nail the easy ones, you know, and that's easier said than done.
All right, Mark, before we let you go here, and it's a great way to give your quarterback some confidence and kind of get him rolling, especially for Joe Burrow, this game's going to be in Tuscaloosa. You know, how much does the environment play a factor being on the road for a quarterback in a hostile environment in a game like this?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, their first drive, that place is going to be rocking. They installed those new, they got a full laser light show in that stadium. That's what it seems like. So be ready to get to take the field. If you don't get the ball coming out of the initial coin toss, right? If you don't get the ball, be ready to go up, go score a touchdown, down 3 or down 7. Like, just be ready for it. Don't be surprised. Like, oh no, what do we do now? You know, just expect it. And expect that crowd and that team to give you an emotional surge. You know, this is, you got to withstand that those first couple punches from Alabama. And then the other thing is too, just don't punch yourself, right? No self-inflicted wounds, no, false starts, illegal procedures, all that kind of stuff. You know, formation stuff, communication is going to be at a premium, man, especially when it's loud, especially on the road with all the pageantry and everything going into this game. These guys got to be, I mean, razor sharp and look like surgeons out there. That's the way Joe Burrow has to be. And I honestly think he has that temperament. You know, he's stoic until you get him going. until you, you know, he's like a counterpuncher with his trash talk. People are like, oh, you know, he talks a little much for me. I'm telling you, man, he doesn't say jack until you say something to him. But once you say something, bro, you awaken this beast and this guy goes off. So I hope that happens. I'm fired up for him. I think he's a special talent and people are finally starting to learn and see that. I just wish he had, you know, I wish he had Joe Brady the last couple of years, man. That'd be really fun to see him because he'd be, you know, with the Trevor Lawrences and Tuas and Herberts of the world sooner. And he definitely deserves that, and this is his chance to do it.
All right, in our final 30 seconds, have you thought about the initial final four tonight, the rankings, and who you would have 1 through 4 tonight?
I mean, tonight is, in my opinion, it's a little premature, but because I'm going to see this game. You know, I got to see this game on Saturday. I want to see LSU Alabama because that's going to change everything. Right? It changes the whole landscape, and, you know, you've got people in Ohio State of the world and Clemson of the world hoping certain teams win or lose, whatever it is, but you know, if we're talking just tonight, it's Ohio State, it's Clemson, it's LSU, and then, you know, pick your fourth. It's got to be Alabama. Those are the undefeated teams. So that's probably who I'd go with in whatever order you want. I think it's a little premature now. Sorry to take the wind out of everybody's sail.
I get it. No, I get it. I mean, Ohio State's going to play Penn State here. Bama's playing LSU this weekend. The only team that really has it kind of handed to them right now is Clemson. We'll see what the committee thinks about them tonight. How much their lack of schedule and their scare against Carolina would have them maybe in the four hole. We'll see. Mark, awesome, dude. Continued success. I hope you're having fun with it this year, and we hope to get you back soon when there's a lot to talk about. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, man. You keep Bobby in check, all right? Bobby, I'll see you Friday.
Thanks, Mark.
No doubt. That's Mark Sanchez, multiple Rose Bowl winning quarterback and MVP of the Rose Bowl, now on ESPN as a college football analyst. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.